Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. Today, the topic is going to be building the wall between business and personal finance. Before we get started, we're going to take a break real quick, and we'll be back in a moment with the show. You're listening to the Core Business Show.
You're listening to the Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida, is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to the Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Welcome back to the Core Business Show. Our topic today, very simple, is building a wall between business and finance. And here are four topics why you don't want to mix your personal and your business finances together. You must keep them separate. When I first started 20 years ago in banking, when we got graduated in '89, we used to have a lot of people come to the bank, when we pull it from our records, or when they bring those statements in, we have Waterburger, we have Brahms, we have McDonald's in here, they mix everything together, they consider to have one checking account because they want to pay for a second checking account because during that time you had to pay for a checking account. And it was a nightmare as a loan officer and credit underwriting to figure out exactly what's going on with this account. How much you're really making, because they're separating what they're making, what their payroll is, and so forth. Everything is all together. I kid you not. Everything from your employee plan, from your light bill, your house, your mortgage was in that, it was all in one checking account. Dishing all your bills and your transactions from credit card receipts coming in, from the credit card that you ran, and it was a mess. We had to tell them, hey, you need to get an accountant to sift this out because we don't have the time to deal with that. The accountant would charge them a fortune because they have to go through every single account in order to make a financial statement. Our solution to that is to say, hey, after 90 days, first of all, start a checking account. And there's going to be a business led by your business, and do your personal checking account, and you put what you need as a salary in the second account, which is your personal account. And at 90 days, you can tell exactly where they are, if they're making money or they're not making money. And that makes them more responsible. But here's the reason you want to do it. Number one is fraud. and I'm going to say fraud because if you have a checking account, one checking account, that all your money is going through one account, if a check is out and it's fraudulently done, and someone embezzled or whatever, you have a lot of time to get a business immediately than versus dealing with just one checking account. Now I'm dealing with you on your personal finance, dealing with your business, and you could be wiped out overnight within a few hours. And it's up to you to get to the bank, make a police report, fill out this affidavit, and it takes time to do that. It could take a whole day before you get your money back. If it's a significant amount, it might take a few days, and you're running off to zero.
Nothing.
So things are a lot easier today, but kind of keep that in mind. Number two is taxes. When it comes time to do your taxes, you need to have a clear path. What are your business expenses are, and what your personal expenses are, and what you can deduct. So it allows for easier bookkeeping. There's software like Money, QuickBooks, Intuit. They will separate those information for you. You can just do it weekly or do it daily. Code each account. Which means okay, this is advertising. This is payroll. This is operating and so forth. Number two, when it comes to lending, banks don't like to see you have one account which you mix all your personal finance and your business finance together. They can't tell what's going on. And the fourth one is for the investors. Investors is not going to like it at whatsoever. They want clean books. They can see exactly what they're getting. So those four things, again, protect fraud, taxes, taking out a loan, and invest. So more information, you can go to our website, blog.applecapitalgroup.com, and you can see more information that I read about it. And kind of keep that information why you want to keep these accounts separate, because it's not going to benefit you. It's going to hurt you in the long term. Well, short term, pretty much. But if you ever get audited, think how long it's going to take for you to do your case. They're going to be nipping every single thing. And they're going to do it themselves. It takes them months to do that. And why spend more time if you – I'm going to back up. If you audit it, if you spend more time on that, they're going to get every single dollar they can get out of it versus going to come in with a number. And it's just hurting. So anyway, those are the things I want to point out. Everybody, thank you for listening to the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Have a great day.
Take care. Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For more information about equipment financing and asset-based loans, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. Or call us at 866-611-7457. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. And thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show. Tim Jacquet.